The Om Bench invites quiet sharing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The Om Bench invites quiet sharing. High on one of the mountains surrounding the campus of the University of Healing is an Om Bench. And to get there, you have to go up several pathways. And the pathways climb ever and ever higher. And they're not the highest point even at that, because high above that are other points, and we have been there many times too. But this is a comfortable walk up to the Om Bench. And everyone who goes to the Om Bench just seems to be thrilled with a new attitude of being, a new attitude of sharing. Ellen went up there with her grandson the other day, and as they were sitting looking over the valley, they were thinking together about beautiful thoughts. And Ellen was thinking the thought, "He loves English." And then a moment or two later, he started explaining to her how much he enjoys his English class with her, and how much he appreciates her teaching him English and sharing with him English and letting him feel comfortable with it as he's learning it. And then a few moments later, as Ellen was sitting there with her grandson, Mattia, she was so thrilled to see that he was just sitting in a blissful state, relaxed, totally peaceful, totally at one with himself. And she turned to Mattia and she said, "You are certainly a most remarkable young man. I look at you and I look at someone who is really a genius, someone who is really a master. It makes me so proud to look at you and so proud to know that you are my grandson." And he turned back to her and he said, "Well, Nana, what other way could it be?" When we go to the Om Bench, we sit there in a meditative calm, and our mind seems to be in harmony with everything around us. And if we ever went up to the Om Bench with a problem in our heart, that problem would dissolve itself, primarily because the feeling of the Om Bench, the feeling of the surroundings of saying Om and thinking that quiet meditative thought causes us to be in harmony with our divine self, causes us to be in harmony with the peace of our nature, with the love of our being. Oftentimes, as I'm walking the meditation path around the property, I'll come to the Om Bench and there'll be Sylvia sitting there. And as Sylvia sits there, she sits in sort of a blissful state. She sits in a state of being at peace with herself, content with the world. And I don't say a thing. I know that she is content with the world. I don't disturb her blissful thought. I attempt as quietly as I can to walk right on by the Om Bench and allow her that privilege of being there alone. When we are in our meditative states, how wonderful it is when the world doesn't intrude, even when it intrudes, that the world doesn't mess us up as we're in our introspective state of consciousness. I know that Sylvia is feeling a sense of bliss, a sense of peace, and I see her twinkle her eye at me sometimes as I do walk by. And she knows that I'm walking by and likes saying, "Thanks, Herb. Appreciate that." But really, she's not saying that. She's just saying, "Oh, I am so happy. I am so at one with myself. I'm so peaceful with myself." Now, many others go to the Om Bench, too. I used to notice Anita up at the Om Bench. She was always rearranging rocks that were sitting around there, stones on the ground, and she spelled out the word love and she'd make a big heart around it. Then she'd spell out the word fun, and she'd make the word so dominant and so powerful that nothing could surround it. It just was fun and joy and peace. And everywhere I walk around the meditative paths of the meditation land here at the Absolute Monastery, I see little remembrances of Anita having passed through here just a short time ago, before she went back to visit her beloved New Zealand. And her new van giggles. But there are little symbols here and there. There's a little elf that's sitting next to one bench as I walk along, and I look at the rock that I've often looked at before. And then, now, it has a beautiful bench sitting at its foot. And who put it there? Anita. Many wonderful people have come on campus and done beautiful things, and they have touched the Om bench, and they have been touched by the Om bench. I remember when Monica Egli was visiting here, she came many times. And during one of her visits, she was building her own meditation path up on top of another mountain. And in her meditation path, she got so busy, she was making figures out of stone. And they were lying on the ground, representing all sorts of symbols of peace and love and harmony, majesty, abundance, glory of all kinds. And her path was sort of out of the way. It led into a cul-de-sac where it didn't necessarily step out easily to another path. And so everyone didn't walk that path at first. But after we found out all of the magic that she was creating on that path, we couldn't wait until we were walking again and going by and looking at the various figures, the various symbols that she was creating on her path. Another path that always brings joy to my heart, the path of peace. The path of peace. The path of peace. It's sort of a tongue twister word there. And that's the path that Gertrude Suter has been working on. And Gertrude went from end to end. One was a path to the rocks, and another the path of peace. And at various places she had benches, and these benches were at just the most auspicious places to sit and rest in peace and meditate. And sometimes her path came tumbling steeply down the side of a hill. Another time it was flowing up another hill. And then she had her grandson along one time, and he was a little fellow at the time, and now he's 18, 19 years old. And he built himself a little bench right on the side of her path. And the little bench was for a little guy. But it was three boards that were sitting on the side of the path. And when the tractor went by, making the path smooth and so forth, it didn't touch his little bench whatsoever. And today, now, at least 12 years later, that bench still stands there, as glorious and beautiful as when he first constructed it. And little plants have grown around it, and it's interesting because many benches get dust on them. Many benches get droppings of birds who've come to enjoy the bench too. But his bench has remained virtually dust-free and droppings-free, and you look at it and you think, he must have just put it there yesterday, because it is so beautiful and so blessed. But that's what happens when a child builds something. They build it with such a free abandon, they surround it with their pure white light of love, and it remains that way. Yes, we've had many path builders, many bench builders. When Stefan Stressley was building his path, he was given one of the most difficult paths that it's possible to build on the campus. It was in a very tight valley between two mountains. And on top of one mountain on the left side as he was heading south, there was a talking rock up there. And he'd often climb up the side of the mountain, climb up the side of his pathway there, and go and talk with that rock. And the rock would say beautiful things to him and remind him what a glorious person he is. But he worked on that bench, and he did it so difficult. He could have gone to the side of the valley a little bit and carved out a little bit of a path, but he went right through the base, where the roots of the trees were planted deeply into the stone fissure. And now, as it's been years since he built that path in 99, magical things have happened to the path. Beautiful branches and trees have grown up, and to climb through the path is going through a veritable jungle. But it's like the majesty of Stefan's mind. So filled with so many things, so filled with so much to be revealed. And because he's working on virtually everything at once, it seems like it's just a large jungle. But the foundation of that jungle is peace and love and goodness. And he's worked on it more years too. And each time he comes to visit the campus, he likes to go to his special path. And he takes out his tools and he recarves the path. Because one day, that path will be so perfectly situated that it will be like Jerome's bench, Gertrude Suter's grandson. It'll be like his bench that'll remain dust-free, dirt-free. It'll just remain open as a wonderful meditative center for everyone who comes along. Our own bench is a wonderful bench. It's a place where people come and meditate, and when they come away from it, they feel uplifted. They feel that they have entered a new state of consciousness. They have revealed a newness in them that they never knew they had. And really, they're quite satisfied with it, quite fine with it. I go around the embassy, and as I go around the embassy, I see pathways that are reaching into the embassy, like the tentacles of an octopus coming away from the embassy. And each pathway has a beautiful name, and each pathway Ingeborg has made out of her time of lovingly going from part to part, cutting away the dirt and the bushes and the branches, and circling around any lovely bush or any lovely plant so that she wouldn't hurt that. And then she made a rock pattern for her paths. And everyone who comes there, the path of stability and the path of happy consciousness, and these are all names that she's working on and putting there. And the paths today are as vibrant and dynamic as they were when she built them, and as she maintains them from time to time. It's a wonderful thing to build a meditation path. It's a wonderful thing to go on a meditation path and sit and relax and meditate. And it's a wonderful thing when you can say Om and have it reverberate through your body, through your mind. And the Om is a representation of the ideal God, the ideal allness, the ideal isness. Yes, we all have our own Om bench somewhere. It could be the back porch, the park, the car. Doesn't matter, but we all have it, and it's wonderful. And as we have it, we really enjoy ourselves completely. Have a good day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you. Rex. Good morning, Lou. Such a good boy.